Now, we have something very special to present to you. I'm going to invite CNP officers who are present, Bob McEwen and Colin Hanna, to the stage for a very special award presentation. Now, Colin Hanna, who is coming in addition to having an excellent radio voice, you'll hear it in a minute. Colin Hanna is president of Let Freedom Ring and the former elected county commissioner for Chester County, Pennsylvania. He serves on the coordinating committee of the Conservative Action Project, CAP, is a Navy veteran, and he and Pricey live in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Colin, if you'll come to the microphone, please. Please help me welcome Colin Hanna.
Thank you, Rich. It's my great privilege today to be able to introduce the winner of CNP's Ronald Reagan Award. As your program shows, that winner is Morton Blackwell, and although most of you know Morton well, in part from his 9 years as executive director of CNP from 1991 to 2000, there's so much that Morton has done for this movement that I'm going to spend a few moments giving you a little background, and I'll bet along the way I'll come upon a couple of items that you didn't know. Professionally, of course, he's the president of the Leadership Institute, which he founded in 1979. It prepares conservatives for success in politics, government, and the news media. Over the years, the Leadership Institute has trained more than, and if you get to know Morton, you'll know that he uses statistics with precision. So they have trained more than 189,476 students. It currently has revenue. His annual revenue is $15 million a year and has a full-time staff of 72. In youth politics, Morton was a college Republican state chairman and a young Republican state chairman in his home state. He served on the Young Republican National Committee for more than a dozen years, rose to the position of National Federation Vice Chairman at Large. For 5.5 years, he worked as executive director of the College Republican National Committee. And in those early years, he also became best friends with another of my heroes, and yours too, I'll wager, Paul Weyrich. It has been my pleasure to call both of those gentlemen as friends. After Paul died, I took over with Morton the running of the weekly Weyrich Lunch, and served as Morton's co-chair for about 8 years. Now, he served on the State Central Committee initially of his home state. You'll notice I said home state twice. That's because the name of the home state begins with L and is pronounced by Morton as a four-syllable word and by many others as five. Louisiana, not Louisiana. And then he came to Washington, where he was first elected to the Arlington County, Virginia Republican Committee in 1972. He's a member of the Virginia Republican State Central Committee and was first elected in 1988 as Virginia's Republican National Committee man, a post still holds 29 years later. And in 2004, he was elected to a term on the Executive Committee of the RNC. Morton is something of a specialist in matters relating to the Republican Party's rules. He served on the Rules Committee for the state Republican parties in Louisiana and Virginia, and he now serves on RNC's Standing Committee on Rules. He has attended every meeting of the Republican National Convention's Rules Committee since 1972. Having worked actively in politics for more than 50 years, he's probably trained more political activists than any other conservative. But we're here today specifically to give him the Ronald Reagan Award, and I want you to know some of his personal involvement with Ronald Reagan. He was a National Convention alternate delegate for Ronald Reagan in 1968 and 1976, and a Ronald Reagan delegate at the 1980 National Convention. In 1980, he organized and oversaw the national youth effort for Ronald Reagan. And then he served as special assistant to the president on the White House staff in 1981 to 1984. So isn't he the perfect candidate for CNP's Ronald Reagan Award? So let's welcome. Let's give a really rousing CNP welcome to Morton Blackwell.
Well, thank you very much. I did not know that this honor was heading my way. I just rotated off the executive committee meeting, and when the cat's away, the mice will play. I appreciate it very much, particularly because of my acquaintance with all the previous recipients of this award. They were all wonderful people, and I'm very honored to be in their company. All of them shared a strong commitment to building a powerful and effective conservative movement, to build a movement, not an empire. I must thank the generous donors to my Leadership Institute. They support our mission to increase the number and effectiveness of leaders and activists in our conservative movement. My Leadership Institute now conducts 47 different types of training programs about how to succeed in government, politics, and the news media, and we've introduced a couple of dozen online training programs. You may recall that I have repeatedly offered for free to CNP members my Leadership Institute's current list of self-identified conservative college students that are identified by my staff who visit campuses. I have got 15 staffers right now traveling the country. This list contains 124,000 email addresses of self-identified college students, and I want to make that offer to you again. If your organization has programs or services that you would like to offer by email, which is very expensive, very inexpensive, it's yours, just let me know, give me a card with a little request, or email me, and we'll send it to you promptly. We'll also send you directory of our campus leadership program. These are organizations, almost all of them, organized by my field staff and are affiliated with many other national organizations. Currently, this directory has 1,893 conservative campus groups, and that may be of interest to you as well. We also have a very rapidly growing, very large campus news website, Campus Reform, which focuses on exposing leftist abuses and bias on campus. Last year, Campus Reform ran 1,380 stories about leftist abuses and bias on campus, resulting in many positive changes: professors fired, professors suspended, school policies changed. It's quite effective. On February 1st of this year, I invited the leaders of 15 national organizations that have campus chapters to meet at the Leadership Institute. And we have provided, through our field staff, new chapters for all of those organizations. 12 organizations sent their leaders there, plus two legal defense organizations that have frequently provided legal assistance to students who are the object of leftist abuses and campus and biases on campus. And here's what I told them. I said, we all know that there is an evil empire out there that has been constructed by the left and dominates campuses. Like many of those present, I've spent much of my life fighting against those leftists on campus. But I told them that currently there are two important factors which are new. In these conservative and pro-liberty organizations that have campus chapters, have done considerable field work. My own staff has gone out and organized chapters for these groups. I said, and today there are thousands more conservative and pro-liberty organizations existing on college campuses than there were just a few years ago. So there's an enormously greater strength on campus for people who share the philosophy of those of us in CNP. And that is a very important new factor. The other factor, I said on February 1st, is that the left has made it very clear last semester, that is the fall of 2016, that they are now determined to do everything possible to prevent the communication of conservative views on campus, to prevent the scheduling of conservative speakers, or to disrupt them and stop them with considerable success. And that has caused a wave of publicity. And I'm sure that you all can remember how much more news there was about leftist violence and thugs on campus. And I said, those two factors, the fact that we have greater strength on campus and the fact that the public outrage is now at an all-time high about these abuses of the left on campus, lead me to call you here and invite you to take part in what I will propose to you, which is a simple plan. But it is one that can have, I'm sure, considerable effect. The first step I asked all of these organizations to undertake is to dramatically increase the number of public presentations on campuses that their local groups are presenting. If we succeed in that, that will be a wonderful advance. And we can do that for sure. But the second step, I said, is we know that from what they did last fall, they're going to continue this spring and into the future, this effort to prevent conservative views from being expressed on campus. And these leftists do many illegal things. It's illegal to disturb the peace. It's illegal to riot. It's illegal to destroy property. And it is certainly illegal to beat up people on campus. And they are doing it and getting away with it. So I said, my plan, which I hope you will undertake, and the Leadership Institute, which has almost 1,900 local clubs that we work with all the time, we're going to be prepared, and in each case where a speaker is getting ready to be presented, we are going to have present there 6, 7, or 8 people with smartphones to take video of what happens. And when these leftist thugs beat up people, shove them, push them, throw things at them, steal their materials or whatever, and we're going to get witness statements of people who have seen it. I said, now, here we have the representatives of 2 legal defense groups that have already helped most of our organizations over the years. And they were the Alliance Defense Fund and the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. And I said, these organizations have agreed when we can provide evidence of the illegal acts of these leftist thugs that they will represent pro bono the student victims of these thugs, and they will file civil suits against the perpetrators. And these leftist thugs are going to be held accountable. They will literally pay for what they're doing, and they will get damages, and they will often get punitive damages. And these are real suits, and they all loved it. They all said, yes, we're going to do it. We're going to increase the number of our presentations on campus. And we're going to be gathering the evidence, which will be part of these civil suits. And it's working. I had another meeting on May 22nd at my office with these same groups, another meeting on August 1st, Things are moving rapidly. We've had two other fine legal defense organizations volunteer to help. They're both represented here at our CNP meeting, the Pacific Legal Foundation, the Southeast Legal Foundation. They are ready to do it. Last week, when Ben Shapiro spoke at Berkeley, we were ready. We had eight people with cameras there in case there was violence. The university did what they ought to do always. In this case, they prevented the violence. But they're not going to always do that, because the school administrators, many of them are sympathetic to the left and will not preserve order. Others of them are too cowardly to preserve order. But there are going to be big changes, and you watch what's going to happen. And I would like to encourage you to support organizations that have campus chapters and encourage them to do more in the way of presenting public programs. What the left is doing on campus today is indefensible. And they cannot win if we go on the offensive now and hold them accountable. Thank you.